To find out how some students are approaching their first semester at the U of A and how returning students are reacting to changes on campus, I went out one rainy afternoon to hear some points of view.
It's been really busy. I noticed that there are a lot more people running around because of the increase of class size.
Has your study been affected by like merging departments or anything like that?
Yes. Since I'm in political science, they like combine the politics into the humanities, and then this year I just found out that they changed the name to School of Government and Public Policy.
And how do you feel about those changes?
I don't really feel affected yet because I'm just beginning the poli-sci courses, but I'm sure I'll notice a change once I get in the higher levels.
Well, what do you think your first 2 days here at the University of Arizona?
Pretty good, considering I have 46 pages of reading to do tonight. I mean, hey, it's college.
Are you worried right now about future budget cuts affecting your education?
I actually am, yeah. I mean, for the dorms, for example, I live in Arizona, Sonora. The rent has skyrocketed, so yeah, it takes a toll on us.
What was one of the main reasons that made you choose the University of Arizona?
It actually started out as an interest because of the Ames Scholarship that was offered to Arizona residents. And then when that started to get a little compromised because of budget cuts and because of the state of the economy, I started to look at other places, but I ended up coming here because it's more of a close enough to home but far enough to get away situation.
According to the statistics that we were told, this is the largest, the most diverse, and the highest testing class ever in the history of the university. Do you feel any pressure from that?
A bit now. I hadn't heard that statistic before.
With the budget cuts, I see like a big drop in the amount of classes there are. And it's been kind of hard, actually, to get the classes that I need. Like, when I was a freshman, it was a lot easier because it's kind of ridiculous. Being a junior, you know, I might have to stay, like, you know, an extra semester now, like, be a fifth-year senior because of how hard it is to get classes.
A little here and there. I actually work for the Academic Advising Center in the College of Humanities, and I've noticed it because I work there, and I've noticed a lot more students not being able to get into classes and, you know, having a lot more questions and not knowing as much about certain aspects of their schedules and stuff.
If you could change something to make life easier on students, what might you change?
Anything with like advising, like having more advisors available for students, and also maybe having a bigger connection towards people that have already been at the school and like the new students coming in. I've seen lots of freshmen kind of wandering around not really knowing where to go, so if there was an opportunity or a way for some of the other classmen to help out with the younger students, that'd be useful as well.
I was at the gym this morning and I noticed that the hours were cut back because of the budget cuts. I like to get up early and like early at 5, and the gym opens like a little later, or like the pool opens later, so I can't really get the early morning workout that I wanted.
Have you seen any effects from the budget cuts on your education this year?
Yes, with my scholarship, it was reduced, so I have to look for new ways to budget.
And what do you think that's going to mean to you, getting a job, or how are you going to handle it?
Probably getting a job and doing a lot of scholarship applications, and since, you know, it's kind of hard to get them now.
Are you seeing larger classes?
Yes, my history class today was, I believe, 100 people, so that's the biggest class I've been in.
How do you think that's going to affect you this year?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be too much communication with the professor since, you know, he has 100 students to take care of, but I believe it'll be fine if we manage it correctly.
We just heard the voices of U of A students Julie England, Dion Benton, Shanna DeVlazier, Matt Weinbaum, Ashley Sandin, Stephen Robbins, and Victor Navarro.